You know, with Combine coming up here next week, you were at the Combine in 1988 when it was the Indy Combine, and you outperformed Keith Jackson, number one pick of the Oklahoma, from the Oklahoma Sooners.
Played with Keith and Miami Dolphins, I did.
He played, by the way, he's always
no, I'm sorry.
Some degree of separation from somebody in NFL history all the way back to Jim Thorpe. However, today with the attention, and we go every year and it gets bigger and bigger. I remember going, you're just hanging in a lobby of a hotel where you guys would come out after your physicals, and that's when you would interview somebody with maybe 20 or 30 other reporters. Now it's thousands. But the way you performed at that combine, I don't have your numbers, you would have been what you would have been a major story. Do you realize that now, today? In 2015, this is the guy everybody's got to get. You would have had first-round numbers attached to your name because of your athleticism alone. What did you do at the combine? Do you remember the numbers?
I remember, first of all, it was a great, you know, opportunity, and you're always thankful that you get invited to something like that, because I came from a school that wasn't as known football-wise as a lot, and had a chance to actually do something and get my name out there. And I remember going in and just wanted to do my best. I knew I could do well. I just didn't know how well. And I think I had 26, 27 guys from around the country at the tight end position. And we just started in, and I just kept plowing through it. And every round, you know, the bench press, I won that.
How many?
Vertical jump. I don't know. It was like 36 or something like that.
Wow.
I really did 39, but I think the guy messed with three. didn't give me three. But the vertical jump, the actual shuttle drills. Every event I won, I remember our position coach saying, you know, Thornton just went up around for all you guys.
Wow.
You know, and Keith was there, and Keith wasn't participating, as well as Farrell Edmonds, who got chosen ahead of me as well, didn't participate as well in the drills. But there was still quite a few of us, and I remember every time I won, I mean, it's like, okay, I can do this. I can play. You know, I'm keep it up. And it was just very encouraging.
Oh, you're 40. Sure, okay.
My best was 4.48 in the scouting days. In the combine, I didn't run that fast. I think it was in the 4.5s.
You know, we are guys that couldn't wait to get to the combine. I was so excited to show that I could outcompete any of these guys out there. And I know you were the same way, because we grew up
waiting. Did they have Indy, though, for you?
No, we had three different combines. We had one in Tampa, one in Detroit, and one in Seattle. So you do a combine, take a week off, do a combine, take a week off, and do a combine. And every time you did the testing, just like a full combine. So if you really wanted to put yourself out there, you were going out there. And it was Jimbo Cover and Bruce Matthews and, you know, the quality players of my era of the 83 draft.
Not to name names, but I think wasn't there somebody that didn't perform well at the combine that got drafted ahead of you?
Oh, there's a bunch of guys. You know, I mean, a guy, Dave Dreschler, for example, who was an offensive guard out of North Carolina, got drafted in the second round by the Green Bay Packers, and then ended up injuring his back in training camp. But when we went to do 225, I think he only did it three times. And he says, oh, I'm not much of a weightlifter. And I was like, you know, ding,
and
ding.
And
how many did you do it? How many
did you do?
A lot.
A lot.
Like,
let's go. Let's
like
hear. You know exactly
40 times or something. But this 225, my gosh. Yeah.